the best foreign news, I'm Rich Thomason. Appearing in very rough shape, the suspects in the deadly attack on a suburban Moscow concert venue have appeared in a Russian court. The BBC's Charles Haviland following developments in Moscow.
Russian media have named all four suspects, publishing video of them in the courtroom. One, either unconscious or barely conscious, was brought in a wheelchair and even given medical attention in court. All appear to have been beaten. Videos of brutal interrogation sessions were apparently leaked by security forces, and reports suggest one has lost an ear and at least one has been electrocuted. The Afghan cell of the Islamic State group says it was responsible for Friday's gun attack, killing almost 140 people.
The hearing comes as Russia observed a national day of mourning for the victims of the Friday attack that Russian President Putin has accused Ukraine of being involved in, an allegation that Kiev firmly denies. There's been no comment yet from Japan's government on North Korea's claim that Japanese Prime Minister Kishida has proposed a summit with North Korean dictator Kim Jong-un. It would be the first such meeting in two decades. North Korean state media reports Kim's sister, herself a high-ranking government official, claims Kishida said he wants to meet with Kim in person and soon. Also at SRNnews.com, this is deadline day for former President Trump. Barring a last-minute reprieve, he'll have to pay a $464 million bond or risk having his assets seized by New York Attorney General Letitia James. But such a seizure can be a long, arduous process, according to New York real estate attorneys. On Friday, Mr. Trump announced he had secured the bond money. The civil fraud case, part of what Mr. Trump says is a political vendetta against him, designed to hobble his White House campaign. Election interference, according to the former president. On Wall Street, the Dow futures down 51 points. This is SRN News. As Holy Week begins, SRN News spoke with Jeremiah Johnston, the pastor of apologetics and cultural engagement at Prestonwood Baptist Church in Dallas. His newest book, Body of Proof, gives the latest archaeological findings, as well as seven evidences to prove Jesus really arose from the grave.
Without the resurrection of Jesus, there is no gospel. And an absolutely devastating passage in 1 Corinthians 15:17, the Apostle Paul said that if Jesus Christ has not been risen from the dead, we're still in our sins. And in fact, two verses later, he said, people should feel sorry for Christians if Jesus didn't raise from the dead, because we're just going around, we should live for tomorrow. But Paul then says, but no, he has been raised from the dead. Paul could say that because he had seen Jesus Christ physically alive after death and had utterly transformed his life.
That's Dr. Jeremiah Johnston, whose newest book, Body of Proof, is available online or wherever Christian books are sold. This is SRN News. Thailand has delivered its first shipment of humanitarian aid to war-torn Myanmar.
10 trucks crossed the border from the northern province of Tak in what officials hope will be a continuing effort to ease the plight of millions of people displaced by fighting. Myanmar is racked by a nationwide armed conflict that began after the army ousted the elected government of Aung San Suu Kyi in February 2021. About 2.8 million people in Myanmar are displaced, according to UN agencies, most by fighting that arose after the army's takeover. Rhonda Rockstra reporting.
Heavy rain and quarter-size hail fell in Southern California the other day as the National Weather Service predicted lightning and winds gusting around 60 miles per hour in the mountainous areas. California storm was moving south from the Sierra Nevada, where areas around Lake Tahoe received about a foot of fresh snow, and Mammoth Mountain reported up to 18 inches by yesterday morning. More details, SRNnews.com.